Thank you very much. If you allow, I would like to go through the paragraph number 150 of the DDPA so that it can serve as a source for the some of the words that are being used in this text. Paragraph 150 says, calls upon states in opposing all forms of racism to recognize the need to counter anti-Semitism, anti-Arabism, and Islamophobia worldwide, and urges all states to take effective measures to prevent the emergence of movements based on racism and discriminatory ideas concerning these communities. End of text on paragraph number 150. If you allow, we can move to the paragraph number 12 of our draft text on conclusion and the recommendations. The working group acknowledges that the importance of the Declaration on the Right to Development for promoting justice and dignity for all and for combating racism in all its manifestations through the principle of the equality of opportunity for development. Any delegation that would like to react to this paragraph, paragraph number 12? Paragraph number 13, the working group urges states to ensure that their political and legal systems reflect the multicultural diversity within their societies and, where necessary, to improve democratic institutions so that they are more fully participatory and avoid marginalization, exclusion, and discrimination against specific sectors of society. Any delegation that would like to react? Paragraph number 14, the working group urges states to mainstream a gender perspective in the design and development of measures of prevention, education, and protection aimed at eradication of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance at all levels, to ensure that they effectively target the distinct situations of women and men. Paragraph number 15. The working group encourages states to utilize and build on existing frameworks with potential to effect change, such as endorsing the International Decade for People of African Descent and its program of activities, as well as implementing through concrete measures an agenda for transformative change towards racial justice and equality, as articulated by the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. Paragraph number 16, the working group urges states to establish, on the basis of statistical information, national programs, including affirmative or positive measures, to promote the access of individuals and groups of individuals who are or may be victims of racial discrimination to basic social services, including primary education, basic health care, and adequate housing. Paragraph number 17, the working group urges states to ensure that those affected by racial inequality should be able to participate fully in processes that have an impact on their lives. States are also encouraged to promote consultations and ensure that the voices of victims are heard and respected to better identify forms and manifestations of racism and how they are experienced and design more effective policies and strategies to counter racial discrimination, including national actions. Paragraph number 18, the working group encourages states and the UN system to redouble efforts to publicize the DDPA and its content and increase outreach to different segments of the population, in particular youth, as well as target groups particularly vulnerable to racial discrimination. Yes, so I was just reminded that on paragraph 17, I would like to read through it again because there is a word that is missing at the end. Paragraph 17, the working group urges states to ensure that those affected by racial inequality should be able to participate fully in processes that have an impact on their lives. States are also encouraged to promote consultations and ensure that the voices of victims are heard and respected to better identify forms and manifestations of racism and how they are experienced and design more effective policies and strategies to counter racial discrimination, including national action plans. We have plans at the end. I see Egypt requesting for the floor online. Egypt, you have the floor.